Now then, I have on the line David Bleving, CEO of Uptake. First of all, good morning, David. Nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, not too long. Not too long.
David, it might be a strange time of the year as we sit here basking in sunshine, however long that's going to last, to be talking about upgrading oil tanks.
It is. It's a strange one, Tony, but we're getting into the summer season, and as you and I both know, people switch their heating off now and don't look at it again until September till the kids go back to school. We would have a number of consumers who use their immersion heater over the summer months just for a bit of hot water or an electric shower and stuff like that, and the oil doesn't get a look in. So it's an ideal time. It's downtime for your boiler. It's downtime for you. You can take a look at your tank and see if it needs replaced. That's what we're talking about today, Tony.
And tell me this, David, I'm looking at something here and you might explain it to me and our listeners. Abundant, is it B-U-N-D-E-D?
Yes, you've hit the nail on the head, Abundant tank. Basically, it's a tank within a tank. To give you some perspective, Tony, oil tanks have been in Ireland since the early 70s. And believe it or not, there's still some in existence. But industry would say 20 years out of an oil tank, a plastic oil tank, you're doing extremely well. And what we're saying to people is, summer months, take a look at it. Have a look. When was the last time you actually looked at your oil tank? A lot of them are hidden behind the garage. A lot of them are hidden behind the trees, the hedges, wherever. They're put out of way, out of mind, out of place. And again, what we're saying is you should take time. Your technician, when he comes out to service your boiler, should look at the tank. And we're saying have a visual inspection yourself. I have seen hundreds of tanks, Tony, with cracks along the top of them, solar glare where they're starting to deteriorate. There's cracks, there's soap-filled cracks, there's plasters over them. Again, they're not fit for purpose. What we're trying to do is say oil is a very good heating product. You know, there's 686,000 people use it in the Republic to heat their homes. They're very happy with it. And again, it is good if it's stored correctly. What we don't want to see, Tony, is environmental disasters, because that gets oil a bad name, and obviously it is not a very nice situation to find yourself in as a homeowner. What we're talking about is have a look at your tank. If it's not fit for purpose, if it needs replace, get an off-tech technician out to advise you. And if you are replacing the tank, put in a bonded tank. What it is, it's a tank within a tank, so effectively you're getting two plastic tanks, and if something goes wrong, your oil is contained. And that's what's talk about a bund. A bund is a catch pit or something to catch something, a volume of product. You're getting extra security in terms of they're harder to damage, they're harder to break into if you're worried about theft, oil theft. And again, the key thing what we're talking about as a responsible industry is the environmental protection that bonded tank offers, Tony.
And tell me this, David, now, as somebody who knows a little bit about this, in price difference from your ordinary single skin tank, let us say, to the double skin tank that you were talking about, what's the difference in price?
You're probably talking an extra €300 or €400, Tony.
Yeah, which is what? Roughly about, would it be a little over half a fill of oil?
Yeah.
And again, I mean, as somebody who has seen firsthand the devastation, and I am not over-exaggerating it when I say and use the word devastation, that an oil spillage causes in a domestic scene. I mean, I have seen two houses that had to be evacuated, the foundations of both removed, shrink-wrapped, and
taken away,
and I think disposed of in Holland, as far as I know, is the only place that...
It used to go to Holland or Germany, that's correct.
Yeah, and then that entailed all the furniture in the complete... Two kitchens had to be replaced because it was contaminated. It was horrendous. And I mean, that's the work that's involved in taking it out before you start reinstating stuff. It is a nightmare if oil leaks.
Yeah, Tony, you know, there's no point in me coming on and talking like that. They just say the industry's bad-mouthing and you know, putting scare stories, etc. That's the negative side, and we don't want to talk about that. And again, that is the key thing. That is why we're talking about it today. There are hundreds and thousands of oil tanks out there that are over 20 years of age. And again, as a responsible industry, what we're saying to people is we don't want to see that. You're quite correct. I've seen the statistics from the insurance provider. A minor oil spill, you know, we're talking a few litres, can cost €2,000-3,000 to clean up. A major spill, we're talking 150 €200,000 to €250,000 to clean up. Nobody wants to be in that situation, Tony. And again, it's easily prevented. Have a look at your tank. The next time the oil chap is there, either the delivery guy or preferably an off-tech registered technician who can give you advice on what condition your tank is in, give it a health check and tell you if it needs replaced.
David, just before I let you go on this particular topic of the oil tanks, I was looking at something now completely removed from this topic recently, and it was to do with plastics in the round, if you know what I mean, if you'll pardon the pun. And the point was being made that, you know, a lot of people, they buy, we'll say for argument's sake, the bottle of water, the plastic bottle of water, and they may drink some of it, put it in the fridge, take it out, take another slug of it. But it could be there for, you know, maybe up to a week in some occasions. But that there is, on the inside, that a film of the plastic actually comes off on the inside of the your bottle of water and actually merges or mingles or mixes with the actual drinking water. Does the same happen with a single skin oil tank? Does that do you have the same?
You're putting me off bottled water here, Tony. To answer your question, the plastic tanks that the guys use have a chemical compound in them. So no, you're not getting that. The kerosene would actually impregnate the plastic oil tank rather than the other way around. Does that make sense?
It does, but I didn't think such a thing was possible. But it's interesting to hear. And now the other side of that, I suppose, is if it can impregnate it, we would all have thought that plastic was totally durable. So how far into the skin of a single skin oil tank will kerosene go?
It basically goes into the inside film and it's very small. But again, that is the point, that you need to check the tank to make sure it is fit for purpose, Tony. That's certainly not an issue that we are aware of causing degradation of the tank. The main issues we find is that they're not put on a proper base, so they're not properly supported. And again, you'll find that the tank starts to give at one side. Cracking with the solar glare, where the sun has been on a tank particularly, you'll start to see cracking. Again, they get fatigued. And again, what we're saying is to people, look out for these things. You can carry out a minor health check on your own tank. The best thing to do is get the chap who knows what he's doing, offtech.ie, a registered technician who will keep you correct, and if it is need replaced, it gets replaced. And again, Tony, it's not about scaremongering. You mentioned the scary stuff about a major oil spill. That is a rare occurrence. It does happen, and again, the industry, we have to be up, forthright and say these things do happen, but it is preventable. And again, as a responsible industry, we're trying to get out there and say to people, if you do have an older tank, give it a health check. See if it's fit for purpose. If it's not, replace it. And future-proof yourself. We are going to see new fuels.
Well, I suppose, David, the reason that I went into such detail about an oil spillage is, number one, because I know and I've seen, as I said, firsthand what can happen. But number two, that maybe by carrying out the check and upgrading accordingly, one could prevent this disaster.
100%, Tony. And again, I welcome that support. That is what we're trying to do today. We're trying to say, you know, at the end of the day, off-grid houses, people who live in rural locations, they depend on their oil. It's a very good product for heating and will be with us for a long time to come. Again, what we're saying is get yourself ready for the next 10, 15, 20 years. Make sure your tank is fit for purpose, safe to store the oil in, and get yourself ready for the next few years.
And I suppose, David, to close, one of the best ways of testing if you have particularly a kerosene leak is just stand and use your nose, because there is a particularly pungent odour from kerosene.
Correct, yeah. The simple things, you've hit the nail on the head, Tony. You know, a smell of kerosene, sign of spillage, sign of damage around the valves, etc., that lead from the tank to your boiler, any staining about the ground, those are telltale signs that there's something wrong and you need to get a technician out to give you a hand.
David Blevings from Optic, CEO of Optic Ireland, or Offtech even Ireland, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As always, David, very, very insightful, and nice to talk to you again.
Thank you, Tony.
Bye. Now then, that was David Blevings from Offtech Ireland. So if you have an oil tank out the back, and God knows they are an unsightly thing, so we generally try and cover them in, be it with a bit of timber sheeting, or maybe some foliage or greenery or creepers, etc., give them a check. And if there is any sign of damage, replace them. Because believe you me, judging by what I have seen, you do not want that to burst when it's full of heating oil, because you are in a world of hurt at that stage.